Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Irish Examiner reporting this morning, a memo proposing to raise the legal age for buying cigarettes and tobacco from 18 to 21 is set to come before Cabinet within weeks. John Crown, consultant oncologist at St Vincent's University Hospital Group. Is this a good move?
Morning, Shane. Morning, listeners. I think it's a good idea, Shane. I mean, I'm in favour of generally, you know, tightening the knot around the access of tobacco products. I mean, tobacco is a product which, if it were invented today for the first time and we attempted to market it, would be banned. It would simply never be allowed. I know people will, you know, mention civil liberties issues around the rights of smokers, but the truth of the matter is most smokers are addicts. The business model of the tobacco companies is to addict children to tobacco, to addict children to carcinogens, and then have them hooked lifelong. So I'd be very much in favour of anything which helps to break that chain.
In a practical sense, what difference do you think it would make banning 18, 19 and 20-year-olds from buying cigarettes?
Well, I suspect, as probably and possibly happens, that older-looking 17-year-olds are probably getting away with it now. And I suspect if the bar is raised to 21, it means that there will be fewer underage people who will be able to more or less work their way into the system. I think it also sends a powerful message to the retailers that they really do need to decrease their addiction to the profits of the tobacco industry as well. I mean, I can think of a range of incentives that should be put in place to try and, you know, limit the number of places where tobacco products are sold, to disincentivize retailers from selling them in the first place. So I think this is one that's it's another step in the right direction.
There will be people who'd say, okay, look, I agree with John Crown, cigarettes are really bad for your health, but if you're 18, you're an adult, you should be able to make that decision yourself.
Well, that is a point of view, but again, the question is who should be allowed to sell them. I always think of it not as a civil liberties issue on the part of the purchaser, but on the responsibility issue on the part of the vendors and on the part of the manufacturers. I mean, I'm on the record as saying that we should pick some date, you know, in the not-too-distant future and say after that, it will be illegal to manufacture and sell tobacco products for the simple reason that they're desperately dangerous. If they're used exactly as instructed on the box, they're likely to lead to your death or to ill health. So the onus should really be on, I think, on the vending and manufacturing side rather than on the other side. And I think this is one way of putting more of that onus on the vendor. Be careful. Do not sell them to people who may be underage.
Just out of curiosity, what date would you set in the future for banning cigarettes entirely?
Well, I think, you know, I actually mentioned this when I was in the Shannon many years ago. I think what would have to be done, you have to teach the farmers to, you know, as it were, whatever the agricultural equivalent of retooling is, to change their products to grow other things. In a world that's increasingly short of food, I'm sure all that land that is, you know, devoted to growing tobacco could be put to better uses, to retooling the factories, to getting the pension funds and the investment companies and all of the others who are so financially addicted to nicotine to diversify, give them lots of time. You know, the workers who work in those companies have rights too. But we should actually acknowledge that there is not a right to sell addictive, cancer-causing products. That right does not exist. There may be a right to smoke them if you get your hands on them, but there should not be a right to sell them or to manufacture them. And that's the way I think we need to tackle this.
The tobacco-free Ireland approach is to try and get smoking down to less than 5% of our population. I mean, it's not that far short of 20% at the moment. I have to say, every time I see that figure, it still shocks me that it is still quite high.
Shane, I used to smoke. You're dealing with a highly addictive product. When it gets its claws into you, it's hard to let go. That's the reality. There are a lot of people, and I don't know any smokers who actually say, you know what, I really want to continue smoking. I think this is great. Most smokers I know desperately want to give them up, but are having difficulty doing so. This is the kind of problem we're dealing with, a highly addictive product. And I think it's incumbent on us to do everything we can to try and help people get off them, to make it difficult to get them, to discourage people from starting, and to get the people who are smoking to give them up. And that's why I'm nervous about the widespread use of vaping in children who don't as yet smoke. I do believe that vaping is a very good bridge for getting, you know, existing tobacco addicts off burnt tobacco products. But we should not in any sense be allowing, facilitating, incentivizing the sale of vaping products as a standalone habit. And that's what we're doing at the moment. I mean, I think they should only be sold something akin to on prescription in pharmacies with some degree of health supervision to people who are, you know, determined to give up smoking. We should not be encouraging this as a new, I must say, very regrettably widespread habit amongst young children.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Consultant oncologist John Cryan, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know about that move to raise the age to 21. Good idea, bad idea? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.